earlier today. Pike Township. The Pike Township schools, oh, they had a great visitor today. A couple of years ago, in 2009 and 2011, we had the privilege of talking to then the head of the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department, Thomas Perez. And the last time Mr. Perez was on this program in the studio, I said that he was destined for great things. I was trying to get him to be the Attorney General of the United States. President didn't listen to my suggestion, but he listened to somebody else's suggestions, and Thomas Perez is now the Secretary of Labor of the United States of America. He has been in town with Congressman Carson and Senator Donnelly. They had a great time at Pike High School this morning, and I believe the Secretary put on Twitter that if you want to see a great high school and great students, you need to come to Pike Township. And the Secretary of Labor of our great country is on our live line. Mr. Secretary, welcome.
Amos, it's great to be with you again. I remember when I was with you last time, and by the way, we have a very good Attorney General who I hope will be there until he turns the lights out.
So, but you have an important responsibility, Mr. Secretary. I know you were with the President in Milwaukee 2 days ago talking about the importance that we need to not only raise the minimum wage, but we need to make sure that working class folk and working folk got a good paying job.
That's absolutely right, Amos. And our economy is moving in the right direction. We've had 53 consecutive months of private sector job growth. We've never had 53 consecutive months since we've been keeping records, and we've been keeping records since 1940. People are coming back to work, and we're moving in the right direction. We got more work to do, though. And I was out today with Congressman Carson and Senator Donnelly, and we're still together. We're heading over to Ellison Transmission, but I'll tell you, that high school we went to this morning, that's not just a high school that is an envy of Indiana. That's an envy of the nation. These kids who are graduating from there, I asked them what they wanted to do when they grow up. I want to be a mechanical engineer. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a scientist. I mean, they're aiming high, and they're showing that when you have good leadership, good partnership, good parental involvement, and then kids who are aiming high and a senator and a congressman who are 1,000% supportive, the sky's the limit. So I wish every high school in this nation were like Pike.
Mr. Secretary, for those that are listening that maybe the recovery hasn't hit them yet, those 53 consecutive months of job growth haven't touched them. Maybe they lost their job as the Great Recession started and they haven't gotten back on their feet. What suggestions do you and the administration have for those Americans?
Well, I spend a lot of time talking to those Americans for whom, you know, opportunity remains elusive. And here's what I tell them. I think your future is bright. I speak to employer after employer, including folks here in Indiana who want to grow their business. There's a bright future in manufacturing right here in Indiana. You know, the big three of auto in America, the big three states are Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. And so there's a bright future there. There's, I mean, so many employers here who have middle-class jobs available now. And what we do at the Department of Labor, we're kind of like Match.com. You know, we match job seekers who want to punch their ticket to the middle class with employers who want to grow their business. And what we do, we have American Job Centers. We have one here in Indianapolis. We have them all over the state. And all you got to do is you can get online and visit them. If you just Google, you know, United States Department of Labor, you'll find them. And we can help you figure out access to a training program or some other opportunity that can help you get back on your feet. That's why I wake up every single day, is to help folks for whom opportunity, you know, remains elusive. I want everybody to be able to feed their family. That's what the dignity of work is about. It's not just about a job. It's about a job that pays a decent wage, helps you have a roof over your head, some retirement security, health care security. These are the jobs we're trying to help people find, and they're out there.
Mr. Secretary, I know you saw the New York Times story the other day where it talked about how some employers across the country are trying to cheat people out of their lawfully earned wages. And we get calls on this program all the time where people allege that the wage and hour laws have been violated. And I always tell people to get the wage and hour division of the Department of Labor. And that's what people ought to do if they feel that they're working 40 hours, but they're only getting paid for 30 of them.
Oh, Amos, you're absolutely right, and I'm so grateful for you bringing that up. You know, we've recovered $1 billion in back wages for workers.
A
since,
billion? Wait a minute.
A billion with a B. There are so many people out there who are working hard and who are getting cheated. Mm. And that's why we have stepped up enforcement. And I'll tell you, I talk to responsible employers all the time. And you know what they tell me to a person? They want us out there enforcing the law because they can't compete when other employers are cheating. That's not a level playing field. And I talked to workers. We recovered $7 million on behalf of a group of waiters and waitresses at some restaurants outside of Philadelphia. $7 million. You know, tipped workers really taken on the chin in this country. The federal minimum wage for tipped workers is $2.13. And these workers weren't getting their tips. And so we're helping people in the restaurant industry. We're helping people who are working on construction sites. We're helping people everywhere who are entitled to wages, but they're not getting them. So I'm glad you brought that up. And if anyone feels like they have been cheated, they need to call us. Again, just get on our website, United States Department of Labor, and you'll be able to get your path to talking to an investigator. We have investigators who work right here in Indiana, and we're here to help.
Mr. Secretary, I know you're an officer of the United States government, a cabinet officer working directly for the President of the United States, so I have to be extremely judicious of your time. You've been very, very generous. And also, you know, I know you're with Congressman Carson. I know you're with Senator Donnelly. I understand my good friend Brett Voorhees, the head of the AFL-CIO yep. here in Indiana, is with you. So you're in high cotton, Mr. Secretary.
Hey, I feel very fortunate to be with Senator Donnelly and Congressman Carson. And frankly, all three of us felt really fortunate today to be in the company of these incredible students who are aiming high, shooting for the stars, and they're going to reach them. And we felt very honored to be with the AFL-CIO and with the men and women who are building an overpass. We actually had lunch at the job site. And everyone who's sitting in gridlock around that job site, they're going to see by the end of November a wonderful overpass that's going to alleviate that. And when we invest in roads and infrastructure, we're not only investing in that physical infrastructure, we're investing in the middle class because we're helping to sustain these critical jobs out there. And I spoke to so many hard-working Hoosiers today who are out on that job site, and they want more work. They're very, very talented, and I know that Senator Donnelly and Congressman Carson are working their tails off to get a long-term transportation bill because they understand that that's a key to making Indiana move, and that's a key to putting people to work.
He is the Secretary of Labor of the United States of America. He's in a long line of outstanding Secretaries of Labor, and I kind of knew it when he was in the Justice Department that he had cabinet officer in him. And I guess I just sent that psychic message to the president, and you were doing a great job for the administration and our country, and more importantly for working men and women. Thomas Perez, Secretary of Labor, it's an honor and a privilege to have you on the program.
No, the honor is mine, Amos, and every time I'm around here, I'll be giving you a call because I love catching up with you and your listeners.
All right, I appreciate it, Mr. Secretary. Thank
Take care,
you.
My friend.
Thank you.